one time. I could take you for a ride outside the city.
Scruffy Pearls right here in the studio with us. We have Carly Brooke on vocals, RJ Gatsby on keys, guitar, and ukulele, Billy Pearson on lead guitar, Renee Hikari on drums, Parker McGallister on bass, and Adam Abresh on trumpet. So I actually smile when I listen to you guys play, which I don't do with a whole lot of bands. And I noticed that Carly's smiling too when she's singing. It's very like happy music. I mean, genuinely, too. There's nothing like forced about it. It's really great in that way. And I read that, you know, when you guys started, you intended it that way, you know, and it was sort of about, oh, just like making your dreams come true and not having a whole lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And I'm wondering what made you decide to go in that direction with it? And was there some sort of incident that sent you in that direction or anything?
So I've known I wanted to be an entertainer since I was, I'd say, 5 years old. And I do a lot of acting. So there's a lot of rejection in that business. And singing was the place I would go after I'd get rejected from auditions and stuff. And not to say that there haven't been some awesome ones. I've definitely had some great experiences there too. But I tend to turn to music to help me feel better. So I think that's where music started to become a happy place for me. And then it's in the songs too.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I looked at some of your acting background and
oh,
you
cool.
did some scenes with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, right?
And
she's awesome.
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Whoa, what was it like to like be in the same room with those people?
It was an epic experience.
Yeah.
We were filming a Shiva call, though, and that's in the Jewish religion what you do when someone dies, you sit Shiva for them. So It was supposed to be like a really dark time, and they're such comedic people. So the juxtaposition of that was actually really interesting to be a part of. But we had such a blast doing that.
Do you feel like you're typecast in any way? Do they put you into some sort of...
Yes! I always play like the mistress or like the prostitute. Oh, well, you know what? When Bob and I met, we met doing Les Mis in high school.
Uh-huh.
And my part was whore number two. And that was the first time I was meeting his parents. And
but
he
was
like,
whore number one in
checking
my
the playbill.
Aw, that's really sweet. Yeah. Nice. So that's right. You guys were, how the band got started was that it was two couples at that point. Now some other people have been added to the band, but, and you started getting together on Sundays and just jamming.
Yeah.
What was your sort of musical background before that, all of you, I'm wondering?
I didn't really have a musical background. I'm dyslexic. I can hardly read English, let alone music. You know? So, and just like Carly said, music has always been, and I think it is for a lot of people, just a place that you escape. And the things that you're most passionate about are the things that you tend to work on and do over and over. And that's how I kind of got into it. I just couldn't get away from it.
Okay, cool. And so, yeah, you got really good at it, it seems.
Thank you.
Just doing
I would say our... probably most technically musical member is Parker McAllister over here. He trained, what college did you go to?
New England Conservatory. No. New England Conservatory.
Nice.
Shout out there. That's where you practice that smooth voice.
Yeah. That radio voice.
So it's always great to have that in the group too, because it keeps us all learning technical stuff too, in addition to like feeling the music.
Right. Rest of you? You were there, weren't you? Who else
yeah,
was
so
there?
Yeah, so Renee and I played. We met in college, and we played in like kind of bands that were friends with each other for a while. Kind of not the best bands, and then we sort of like found. Eventually, we like
you know, college,
we got
yeah.
together, and we kind of decided we wanted to do music together. And kind of coincidentally, Renee met Carly around that time, and like they showed us their stuff. So we said, let's give it a shot, you know.
When did you know you were gonna, you know, make a go of it and do this thing?
I'd say 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Bob and I have been writing music for 13 years, but it wasn't until we met them that we were like, maybe we should put this out into the world, because you never know how people will feel about things until you put it out there in front of them.
You live in New York and did at the time that the band started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you too happy for New York?
You know, I have to say, I have never seen everybody happier than being in Colorado right now. It's like almost scary.
Yeah,
I was like, shoot, I don't know if we could go back to New York after we've seen Colorado.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like when someone offers us free food here or something, a total New Yorker moment, like, is it like old? Like,
is there something wrong with it?
Yeah. Are they trying to poison us? Yeah. New York is always a love and hate relationship, but
right.
I love that in Colorado, everyone takes a lot of pride and everyone's so nice, and I don't think we're leaving.
Okay, good. We'll keep you. Happy to. And if you're just joining us, we're here with the Scruffy Pearls, and we'd love to hear another song if we could, you guys.
Sure.
Thank you.
can lose control. You can come, but please don't stop me. I'm on a quest to free my soul. And you can be my soldier. Shield me from the waterfall. To lead the way, just keep me safe and slay. Yeah. Oh, oh. There's always time to change your story. Start a chapter, start anew. Another day, a new beginning, a chance for you who to find your truth. And you could be my soldier, shield me from the waterfalls that lie ahead. But please don't be my controller. I need to lead the way, just keep me safe.
The Scruffy Pearls, who are in the studio with us. You're going to open up for Lucas Nelson tonight. It's Thursday, July 13th in Ridgeway. It's Ridgeway Town Park. So, if you're listening out there, you still have time to head on down to the park and see these guys play live. What do you think of Lucas Nelson? Kind of cool to open up for that guy.
We're really excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, well, Billy saw him at Mountain Jam.
Mountain Jam up at in upstate New York, and he was really good. He's a smoking guitar player, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Comes from a heritage of,
smoking.
Kind of good, you know.
Yeah, he's very fun.
Lineage.
Who have you guys played with, or who have you toured with?
So we haven't done much touring yet. This is one of our first tours that we've been on, but we play all over New York City. We play at all the classics like the Bitter End and Rockwood Music Hall, Pianos, Bowery Electric.
Oh, okay, nice. Who would you like to tour with? Like, what are some of the goals for Scruffy Pearls right now? Because you guys are at the beginning, but you definitely have people who have taken an interest in you, and you're getting out there. So what is it where do you want to take this?
Yeah. I mean, we're really excited, I think, about the Lucas Nelson gig. I mean, Willie Nelson, for me, was such an amazingly, inspirational musician and songwriter. I mean, he's an incredible songwriter, and Lucas is just, he's incredible too. It's one of those things where we're not really thinking too far ahead and trying to really enjoy the journey, which is sometimes really hard to do. But
hoping one thing leads to another. You meet somebody playing at this gig who introduces you to your next gig, and then all of a sudden you have this whole family of people who kind of look out for you.
Well, that's how it happens. Yeah. Yeah, and you just have to focus on the music, really.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited about you. You were the band that I was most excited to see all summer.
Oh my gosh, so that is so sweet.
I really like you, and I'm pretty sure some other people are going to like you too.
Oh, thank you.
So I don't normally ask this question, but what's up with your band name? How did you come up with that one, the Scruffy Pearls?
Like, should I tell you the truth? Because the truth isn't that interesting. My last name is Pearlstein.
Oh, okay.
So that's where we got the pearls from. And the boys in our band are super scruffy. So we figured the boys bring the scruff and the girls bring the pearls.
It sounds inappropriate.
And we get really dressed up for the gigs, too, while the boys are, always like this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we always look good, but,
Yeah. Okay.
They could put a little more effort in, but...
Right. What would you make? That story works. That's cute. I like that. But what would you make up if you were going to make one up?
If we were going to make one up, what should our made up story be about Scruffy Pearls?
I don't know. Where
we came up with the name.
What's that? I don't know if you can air that.
Yeah, it might be something. Yeah.
Scruffy Pearls doesn't sound
kosher. Like a really inappropriate thing that you can do in the bedroom.
That's the number one thing we get. Yeah. It's like, I just scruffy pearled with that girl last week.
Oh, see? No.
You scruffy pearled with her?
All right, I'm sorry I asked. Okay. So we were talking about how it's really feel-good music, but did any of you go through a stage where you like depressing music?
Sure. Oh, totally. Oh,
yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear what you were into.
I love playing with these guys because their songwriting are, constantly positive and optimistic, and I tend to write a lot of sad songs. I get inspired when I'm sad. So you'll find me in my living room trying to write a song only when I'm sad. So I'm so inspired by these guys to come up with positive songs. And I know you went through an emo stage.
Bob listened to so much Incubus.
We're live.
And
Brand new Taking Back Sunday.
No. Yeah.
I grew up on Long Island, right? Okay. And growing up on Long Island, what is it?
Brand new.
Late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, emo music was big.
Taking Back Sunday, brand new.
Somebody in Radio Land is laughing at me, but I was a big deal.
Yeah.
For me, it was formative.
Yeah, it's weird. We all have such different, musical upbringings.
Uh-huh.
And so I think when we bring it together... we come together with something that's kind of different.
One thing that I think is really cool is one of the covers that we do, and we're doing it while we're on tour now, is Sunny by Bobby Hebb.
Uh-huh.
And Sunny is a really positive song. It's about, just the sunrise and the rays of sunlight and in a dark day and all those things. But that song was written in a really dark point in his life, and he kind of wrote it to bring himself out of the darkness. And I kind of relate with that. I know what it's like to sit down and just... let the art be what you want the world to be, not necessarily always what it is in that moment.
Yeah, I tend to write my happiest songs in my darkest times because I'm dying to feel happy.
Right.
Our single Good Things is about a sad topic, but it's a happy song. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys have a great video for that one, too.
Yeah. Huh. Check it out on YouTube.
That's right. Scruffy Pearls. All right. Well, we're going to have a couple more songs before you guys go.
Sure.
Again, you can catch them right now, actually. If you're listening to us on KBNF, it's 6 o'clock. They're probably going to get started around 6, 6:30, something like that, at Ridgeway Town Park. So get on down there and see these guys play. Mm-hmm.
didn't say goodbye. Yeah, you left without a reason. Oh, you stole my heart, but yours changes every season. Ooh, I love you so, I'll forgive you every time. You got a hold on me, and one day you'll be mine. Missing pieces. Oh, the months roll by, but my love for you increases. Ooh, I love you so, I'll forgive you every time. You got a hold on me, and one day you'll be mine. You know that you could come back to me. You can come back to me, and I'll be here when you're ready.
That was Forrest Gump. Yeah. And we're here with the Scruffy Pearls, and we're going to actually hear one more from them.
Know I loved you. I'm just glad you love me too. 'Cause I hoped you wouldn't find someone who didn't love you the way I do. Now, baby, because of you, I'm not scared of getting older. Yeah, you know it's true. Anything for you. Got a secret I've been keeping. I was sure from the very start. You're the reason I believe in going after what you are. Mm-hmm. always had a picture of what my life could be. If someone as wonderful as you could love someone like me. Now, baby, because of you, I'm not scared of getting older. Yeah, you know it's true, I'd do anything for you. Got a secret I've been keeping, I was sure from the very start. You're the reason I've been leaving, going after what you are. Love me too.